Joining us live is Buffalo Public Works Commissioner Steve Stepniak. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. Hi, Brian. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Great. You know, the snow is hitting, and when it hits during drive time, Steve, that's got to be the worst for you guys, right?
Yeah, timing's a key. And, you know, with this snow, there actually came some thunder snow with this. It means that atmospheric conditions are perfect for moisture and for heavy snow. So, drive time is very difficult. Very accurate weather forecasts by our local forecasters predicting that yesterday that this would occur during this drive time enables us to have crews out on the road early and get prepared for it.
Yeah, how do you navigate through all the cars that are on the roads? And is it maybe easier, though, than navigating, say, in the middle of the night with all the cars parked on the streets?
You know, that's a good question, but I would always take that navigating at night, because it slows down your operations tremendously when there's traffic delays. Our vehicles are delayed in the traffic as well. So, you know, navigating around the cars at night with nobody on the roadway is actually more efficient for us. But we were pre-treating early on, anticipating, you know, this event, working on our mains and secondaries to get those prepared for the morning commute.
All right, so you're clearing already now, and you'll probably have to do it again this afternoon because this is going to come back through, right?
Yeah, that's the forecasters are predicting, to come back through again near drive time, which, you know, as we've been talking about, is a time when people have to be prepared and understand. Give yourself that extra time to get to where you're going. You know, no need to rush. Get through it and let the crews do their job.
You know, a lot of people in the city of Buffalo worry when there's snow like this. Oh, how am I going to get out? Is it going to be a mess on my side street with a lot of these smaller, especially the one-way streets in the city of Buffalo? Wondering how, over the past maybe 5 or so years, you guys have changed how you've attacked some of those small, narrow streets in the city.
Well, one of the things we've done is we've used equipment to our advantage. You know, we use Hi-Lifts, which are a very mobile piece of equipment. They could get down those tight side streets. We've purchased some smaller vehicles, which can get down those side streets. And we have a lot of very, very experienced men and women in the streets department that have been doing this job for 30 years. And some of them are residents of that area, so they know the difficulties that do occur there. And we know the timing with the parking schemes. So it's just a matter of experience, adjusting your equipment, and being prepared.
I know you were showing off some new pieces of equipment yesterday. How big is the city's snow fighting fleet?
Well, we have 70 pieces of large pieces of equipment that we run off. We can go as much as 105 pieces if needed between the parks department, sewer department, water department. We team up as a whole when we have to attack big storms. But the majority of the work is done with the tandems. One of the tandems that we showed at our snow fighting fleet that we bought, that's a $185,000 piece of equipment. But that's a backbone of our operation that allows us to get those main secondaries and down our residentials.
When the snow breaks this afternoon, you have that period of time. What exactly do you do in between the two shots of snow today?
It's all road prep. We'll be moving into our residentials, getting that done. Moving back to our mains and secondaries, anticipating, you know, we follow the radar. We talk to local weathermen, anticipating that snow moving back in, pre-treating, getting ready for that evening commute. So there's a lot of, it doesn't slow down for us. It actually accelerates our preparation work.
Your guys probably working longer shifts today, right?
Our men and women in the street department, we immediately go on 12-hour shifts. They're always willing to step up when they need to. So it's a pleasure working with the crew.
It amazes me every single year when we start to see, you know, whether it's our first big snowfall or just kind of enter the winter area, how much I forget every single year. I mean, I've lived in Buffalo my entire life. You think by now I'd be used to what to do during the snow. Do people like me frustrate you?
You know, that's one reason why we do our kickoff, that we do our inspection. We try to time it around that first snow event. We kind of put the word out there. Remember those things, your windshield wipers. Remember your windshield wiper solution. We've all been in a situation where we're on a throughway and material splashing up and our windshield wiper solution's not working. Very dangerous. So we always try to do our kickoff around that time so we kind of remind people what to do. But, you know, I think we get used to the elements. Matter of fact, we enjoy the elements. I know this morning seeing the thunder snow was pretty cool. So we continue to think about it, get through that first event, and just be prepared for the rest of the winter.
All right. Now, a lot of people not too thrilled to see the snow, but do you and your men and women get pretty ramped up for this stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think they're in the business because they enjoy it, and they do want to help, and they do, you know, they're public servants that want to serve, and they enjoy keeping their roads clean. They, you know, they they're people from the neighborhoods, the residents, and they want to make sure that when they run into people, they say, hey, they've done a great job on the streets. And it's a real team effort, and it's an enjoyment for, I think, the men and women of the streets department. I know they want to do their job well.
All right, Steve, we always appreciate the time. We know you're busy today, and go out and, I guess, have a little fun based on what you just said. Steve Stepniak is the Buffalo Streets and Buffalo Public Works Commissioner.